Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. Are you calling about your auto policy?
Yes.
Which of these can I help you with today? Press 1 for roadside assistance, 2 for claims, 3 if you are a Mercury agent, 4 for billing and payment, 5 for quotes, 6 for ID card, 7 for online account. Please say auto, home,
auto.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Which type of claim is it? You can say auto or
auto.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Auto.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. This is Crystal. How can I help you?
Yes, Crystal. Hello. This is Rosa calling from Nation Safe Drivers on a recorded line. I have one of your customers, Ms. Rivera Ulloa, Rosa Rivera Ulloa, on the line, and she was referred to as transferred actually from one of your customer reps a few minutes ago to assist her with transporting a vehicle or road assistance, requesting a tow. However, she is stating that she wants me to tell her where she's going to be transporting the vehicle. She doesn't know where. She's stating that the mechanic is asking her and her son to remove the vehicle from the repair shop because it's been there for over a month, and she's been waiting on your company to resolve something for her. So I'm kind of trying to see if you can speak to her. She needs a Spanish-speaking representative, and she wants to continue. I don't know if she submitted a claim or... Would you like to speak to the client?
Yeah. Did she by chance give you a policy number or anything?
I didn't get to that part because she's telling me the whole story about the month ago. But I'm going to go ahead and add her, and I can get the information for that. I can interpret for you if you want.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be fine. Thank you.
1 second. Señorita Rivera? Señorita Rivera, ¿me escucha? Señora Rivera. Bueno.
Ajá, sí, dígame.
Okay, ya tengo a las personas de
Mercury. Ajá, sí, estoy aquí, dígame.
A la gente de Mercury Insurance la tengo aquí en la línea.
Uh-huh.
Ella me está pidiendo el número de póliza de su cuenta. ¿Me puede dar el número de la póliza?
Ah, okay. Es una A, una P, una A, una P, una Z. Pero
una...
se lo digo, voy para...
Sí, gracias.
Una A, una Z y otra A. Una P, 50, 35, 307.
Okay, her policy number is A is an apple, Z is in zebra, A is an apple, P is in Paul, 5035307.
Okay. Can you ask her what the date of the incident was?
Yes, ma'am. La señorita Rivera, ¿quieren saber cuándo fue la fecha del incidente cuando llevó el vehículo al taller? Dice que ha estado ahí por un mes. ¿Me puede dar la fecha cuando les habló la aseguranza y les reportó esto? ¿Desde cuándo está hablando con una persona en la aseguranza?
En mayo.
¿En mayo qué fecha? Porque estamos
en
mayo.
Yo solo hablé ese día que estuvo el accidente.
¿Cuándo fue el accidente?
Espérame. Deme un minuto.
She's saying May, but she needs to check on the date. So bear with me 1 minute.
o contra mi hijo, porque no tengo ese mensaje. Lo tengo en el teléfono, pero lo ando usando y si lo saco después de colgar la llamada, fíjate, porque está fallando. ¿Darwin, cuándo fue el accidente? ¿En qué fecha llevó la troca ahí donde la metió y todo eso? En un minuto, porque
Necesita la fecha para que la señorita pueda localizar la póliza, el incidente. ¿Fue la primera semana, el día primero, el día 3, el día 10, la segunda semana, el sábado, el viernes? Necesita una fecha.
no quiere el ¿cómo se llama? El número de póliza de esa cosa del reclamo, ¿no lo quiere?
She says she has a policy, a claim number. Would the claim number help you?
If you want to ask her if it's ending the last four numbers in 1580.
1580.
Yeah.
Dice la señorita si termina en el último número, los últimos números terminan en 1580, el reclamo.
Sí.
Sí, yes.
Okay. So I did want to let you know what I guess what was happening with the claim. So I do show a note because I know you were also asking. We're trying to figure out like what's happening with her claim. So for that claim, I see a note in here that they did speak to her that to let her know she did have roadside assistance. That she would the reason why she got transferred to roadside is because she'd have to file a roadside claim because it was for mechanical. It wasn't like an auto accident claim. So why she was transferred to roadside assistance.
Okay, she is, I am from
Usted se lo va a
roadside
tomar
assistance.
allá y me lo va a
Yeah.
mandar acá el día.
Un momentito, señorita. I am with roadside assistance. She contacted us. I'm trying to assist her, but she does not have an address to where she wants to go. She wants me to give, because she's thinking I'm related with your company, which we are, but we assist you with road
Yeah.
assistance.
Only, yeah.
She wants me to tell her which other repair shop to take it, because it's been there sitting with the other repair shop for over a month, and you told her she's covered for services. The mechanic told her that her vehicle's motor is no longer good, that she needs to it needs to be replaced. So nobody's gotten back with her to say that they're gonna pay or repair it or not repair it or whatever. The mechanic wants the vehicle to be removed from his shop as soon as possible. He's been calling constantly, so that's why she called you guys. She got somebody to say, okay, go ahead and call the place for road assistance. But she's stuck in the where do I send it, because she doesn't have a place to put it.
Yeah, as far as the shop, we wouldn't be able to recommend a shop. The reason being is because it's for mechanical. It's not for an auto accident, and the only shop recommendations that we would have would be for an actual like body shop for an auto accident. So because it's mechanical, yeah, she would have to pick her own facility because it doesn't have anything to do with Mercury any longer.
Okay, so
So
I could help her or tell her to find her own mechanic shop, and we can transport it to that other mechanic shop. I can assist her with that, and you will go ahead and help her with whatever fees the other mechanic shop cover she will be covered.
She would have to talk to the adjuster to see if that's something that was covered because I'm seeing a note that the adjuster spoke with her this morning and they let her know that the loss was determined to be mechanical breakdown, which is not covered, and that she does have roadside assistance. That was a note on the file. So as far as anything prior to what will happen from this point on, I don't know. She'd have to speak to the adjuster if she's able to get reimbursed.
Okay, so
But it,
she needs to try to
yeah, because,
seek reimbursement, but it's not guaranteed.
yeah, definitely, yeah, exactly. Because on here it's just saying because it's mechanical, not an accident claim, that we weren't able to help her. So I think that's why she's going through the
So
issue
she's
right
not
now.
covered, and then in that case. Okay,
Yeah,
well then
it's because
let
it's
me
more
go
mechanical.
ahead and tell her. One second, just bear with me.
Yeah.
Señorita Rivera, me está explicando la señorita del seguro Mercury que La gente me está explicando que su póliza aparentemente cubre, no le cubre, esto es un reclamo que hizo, es mecánico el problema que tiene, no fue un accidente. Su seguro cubre para un accidente, reclamo de accidente. La razón que usted llamó fue por para un reclamo de problema mecánico se le quedó el carro nada más, no estuvo envuelta en un accidente. Su hijo no chocó, no le pegó a nadie, no nada. Fue nada más algo mecánico que al carro se le pagó, no sé lo que le ha pasado. Entonces, tendría que usted escoger un taller porque ellos no tienen alguno que le puedan recomendar. Usted tendría que escoger un taller a donde lo quiere llevar, llevarlo ahí y luego contactar a la señorita de ajustadora y a ella le dijera si califica o no para cobertura sobre este reclamo, pero creo que por lo que yo entiendo que no cubre porque no es un accidente, solamente fue algo mecánico. Entonces usted tiene que buscar. ¿Le puede ayudar el servicio de emergencia de carretera a sacar el carro? Yo le puedo mandar una grúa, pero usted me tiene que dar la dirección a dónde lo quiere sacar. Puede escoger otro taller, pero yo recomendaría que busque uno como le están pidiendo, pero primero que hable con la ajustadora porque creo que costos de mecánico, problemas mecánicos no le cubre. Pero ya la señorita le pudiera explicar mejor, porque puede a lo mejor que le califique para un reembolso, si usted lo paga de su bolsa, o no sé cómo. Necesita hablar con su ajustadora, la ajustadora tiene más
Es que
información.
el carro está ya en el mecánico, donde se sabe, en el taller, ya está. Solo es de sacarlo de ahí porque ya tiene ya ratos ahí el carro, ¿sí sabe? Y dice
Sí.
el señor que está cobrando por día, por tener el carro ahí.
Okay. Bueno, pues, entonces para sacarlo usted tiene que estar pagando una cantidad. ¿Y usted quiere que pague a alguien para sacarlo? Oh, I think, okay, déjame le digo. ¿Usted debe pagar algo antes de sacar el carro? Señorita.
Es que está en el taller ahí desde hace rato, desde que sufrió el accidente.
El señor mecánico le está pidiendo a usted pagar una cantidad antes de sacar el vehículo.
Y
¿Sí?
quiere que
Ok.
se saque de ahí, porque el carro se quedó allí y él está cobrando diario.
Ok, un momentito. Ma'am, she's trying to get somebody in your company to pay the mechanic to recover her vehicle because this is what is happening. It's been there for a month or over a month, and she's trying to recover the vehicle. And the mechanic is demanding payment and for them to remove it from his facility due to no activity or payment or anything because he already told them that the motor is no good. So that's what I understand. I'm kind of putting the previous
Okay.
conversation together with this last one.
Yeah. The only other note that I'm letting you know was on the file from I don't know if you're able to do this, but I know on the note it says that the whoever spoke with the our insured, they spoke with her earlier. They told her she had a roadside assistance up to $500 and she would need to call and file a roadside assistance claim. Is that something that she's able to do, like go through you guys because it's mechanical, and if she paid for anything? Because that's just the note that I'm seeing on here.
So she has a
That's why I think she
$500 coverage for mechanical issues, and so do we recover from? Does she have recovery fees from the mechanical shop?
See, that's what I don't know. I'm just reading a note because I'm can't see anything else further since this is the claims, like to file a new claim. But I just because I show a note that it was earlier today that someone spoke to her and they wrote her, they put on here that they did tell her this is mechanical breakdown and she has roadside assistance up to $500 and she would need to call and file a roadside assistance claim. So I think that's why she's confused, is that's why she got transferred to roadside, because she maybe she's under the impression she's trying to file a claim with roadside. to get that money.
I think
That's
what
what I'm
she
thinking she.
I think you what she needs is she's trying to submit the claim with Mercury for road assistance to recover her vehicle from the mechanical shop. So it needs to be with you guys. Would you be able to help her with that?
Yeah, no, we wouldn't, because I get on the notice telling her that the loss was determined to be mechanical, which isn't covered. So she'd have to call roadside assistance to file a claim. As far as like getting, I guess what the adjuster's trying to tell her, she needs to call like you guys the roadside part to see if she can get any like money for that or get like have them pay for it being in there because it was towed there. That's what I think she's thinking, and that's what I'm interpreting was told to her.
With the information, look, I would have to let me ask one of my supervisors and see if since their coverage is $500, if it would be recovered. It doesn't. It says here accidents are not covered. Refer to Mercury.
Yeah, since
And
it's not,
usually when we're transporting a vehicle, we send a tow company, is we need two addresses. So now that's where we got stuck a little bit, where she knows where the vehicle is, but she doesn't know where she needs to take it to. And what I understand is we don't recover from mechanical shops or impounds. And when they do, if they do, the customer needs to cover the fees from the impound, or and I'm guessing from the repair shop before it could be towed. So to my understanding, this is only towing services and emergency road assistance, such as jumping cables, tire changes, blah blah blah.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused just as much as you, because I'm showing that they did report the claim, but it on our end it says the car stopped running suddenly, and I guess once it got inspected and got looked at it, they're saying it's just the engine, so it has nothing even to do with an auto accident. It's just mechanical. So
So her coverage insurance, so insurance policy is for accidental.
for accidents, yeah, not mechanical. It's not like a mechanical policy. It's just
So
is for auto accident claims.
my common sense tells me immediately that this no claim, no matter how many times she submitted, because it's
Yeah.
mechanical related. So we're going in a circle here when we know there's
Yeah.
no. It's like you don't want to tell her she's not covered because you don't really want to, and you can't say
Yeah.
because that's
And
the
it says she
adjuster's.
spoke with someone. Yeah, it says that she spoke with someone, that she spoke with says spoke with Eddie and Rosa, that they are both on the line. So they spoke with someone this morning about this. So I think she's just in the confused in the translation of she had to call roadside assistance to file a claim. Like I think she's just trying to get her money to get her car out. And I get where you're coming from too. I totally get that. I just there's nothing that we can do anything further on our end. We're not able to help her with the claim. So I
Okay,
don't know if roadside.
there you go. That's
Yeah.
now I can move forward and okay, hold on.
Yeah, because there's
Ma'am,
nothing we can do.
Ms. Rivera, señorita Rivera. Señorita Rivera está ahí. Okay, mira. Ya
Sí.
después de estando hablando con explicando a la señorita a quien la gente de Mercury me está explicando que su póliza cubre solamente para accidentes. So, su el reclamo que usted puso y que usted metió, después de hacer la investigación, fue relacionado con mecánica. So, su póliza no cubre cosas mecánicas, solamente accidentes. Entonces, ya le explicaron, me dice que dos personas de la mañana temprano que no le cubre el hecho de porque es mecánico, solamente si hubiera sido un accidente y esto no fue relacionado con un accidente. Entonces no cubre, pero le pudieran ayudar a transportar el vehículo solamente, pero usted tendría que pagar los costos mecánicos, lo que le debe al taller lo tiene que pagar usted. Y usted tiene que moverlo, si quiere llevarlo a otro taller, lo puede mover a otro taller y nosotros le ayudamos a mover el vehículo de un lugar a otro con su póliza. Usted tiene una cobertura de $500 de asistencia de carretera, de $500. Pero no, es lo que está diciendo que Para más información, tendría que ver con su ajustadora o ajustador para que le explique directamente y le vuelva a clarificar si van a cubrirle los costos del mecánico o no. Y nos puede llamar de nuevo cuando ya tenga una dirección. Usted tendría que escoger el taller a donde lo quiere mover. De ese taller a otro, tiene que tener la dirección cuando nos vuelva a llamar. ¿Me entiende?
Ah, sí, está bien, gracias. Cuídese.
La
Bye.
única, sí, disculpe el inconveniente. Okay, sorry about that.
It's okay.
So she's, I guess, now that I've explained it to her, so now I did refer her to still make a contact with her adjuster before she, so she can double check and verify that she's actually not covered or she is covered. And when she does have two addresses for us, that I could assist her to,
Okay.
but possibly she will be covered for road assistance because she has a $500 coverage for road assistance. However, she would need to pay or clear whatever fees are owed at the location with the mechanic repair shop before we can move the vehicle. I'm not sure. I can put this ticket on, leave it open, and maybe get some information from my manager and see if they cover any fees, but I don't think they do.
That's how it usually works. Oh, okay. Yeah. The only thing I could see is what I mentioned about nose when they spoke with her earlier. That they said it's determined it's mechanical, not related to an accident, so that she wouldn't have coverage.
She
But I
wouldn't
guess
have
I'm thinking
coverage.
she just yeah. I'm thinking she just got confused when they told her to call roadside and file a claim. So I think that's what she was just thinking. She'd call you guys, file a claim, and then it'd be covered. That's what I'm thinking. That's where it kind of got
It is a
yeah.
little confusing when they're telling her,
Yeah.
go ahead, because I mean, technically, they are right. She would be covered and she would qualify for road assistance if she requires a tow services. But there's the
Oh, I
technicality
see.
kicks in when she needs to cover the fees before she gets it out of there. It's like
Because
in
it's
an
already sitting
impound
there.
because it's been there for a
Yeah.
month, you know. So you're gonna go get recover the vehicle from an impound. It's been there for 30 days.
Yeah.
You need to cover the 30 days before you can get it out.
Get it out. Yeah, and I think that's what
Yeah.
she's thinking, that roadside would cover that to get it out and move it. I think that's where it just kind of got lost in that
I
transition.
will.
But thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Thank you for being on the line and verifying this with the customer. Usually, I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to do this or not, but
I
she
know, me
seemed
neither.
really.
And yes, I know. And I didn't want to just transfer you to the adjuster or voicemail. I was like, I read the top note because that's what it said today. So I'm just
Yeah,
letting you.
just
Yeah,
I
I
was just
know.
trying to do my best to help her because she was lost a little bit and she
Yeah.
just wanted some help. She's been dealing with this for a month, over a month.
Yeah, and I mean, I would be frustrated. Thank you for helping me. And I mean, I know we probably went a
We
little bit more than
tried.
we should.
We
It's
tried. We
okay.
tried.
Yeah, we both understood.
Okay.
But thank
Well,
you.
thank you so much for taking the call and
You're welcome.
assisting. You have a good
You're
day,
welcome.
ma'am.
Have a good day. You too. Thank you.
Bye
And
bye.